Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Just 1 week to go until the start of the most romantic Euros of them all, and it's the weekend, baby. Welcome to the Football Ramble preview show, sponsored by Betway. It's Friday the 4th of June. I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Luke Moore.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
That little kiss that Luke just blew me was audible, I notice.
There we go. bit of extra content.
I remember when you used to blow me kisses.
I blow them around the studio. They're for everyone.
Yeah, not COVID compliant.
I think they weren't actually targeted. I think you're right. Yeah. It was more like a, we're here to do this show.
With friendly fire.
Think like a toddler grabbing bubbles.
Yes.
Just if you can get one out of the air, grab it. Yeah.
But spraying kisses indiscriminately into a crowd of bystanders.
And then they'll just disappear.
Yeah.
Symbolising the fragility of my love.
Michelle Platini would like that. It is he who said that this would be the most romantic Euros of them all. Because they're going to be spread about.
That's his code for saying, I've filled my pockets here. I'm having a great old time.
Romance isn't dead, is it?
No.
Yachts are romantic.
Yeah.
And yacht ownership is also romantic.
What's the status of young Michelle? Is he allowed within 100 metres of a tournament now again or not?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, he was in a bit of trouble in terms of being able to actually attend,
which I think what's happening under the masks.
Which, Pete, I don't know about you, because they're all so wealthy anyway. That hurts those types of men more than anything else, because they want to be in those big seats, being seen at the stadium and getting the back rubs, don't they, and the back slaps. And taking that away from someone like Michel Platini is the most powerful thing you can do, I think.
Do you not think he could hire like a helicopter and just hover above the biggest games?
He could.
That would be disruptive, I would argue.
Taking Michel Platini or Franz Beckenbauer or Sepp Blatter away from an international tournament is like taking Pete Donaldson away from the internet.
Exactly. It can't exist without me, in my opinion.
But what, the internet?
Yeah.
Do you still think it's a passing phase? So you just try to grab it as much as you can?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you got 5G now?
No, I've not actually. No, I've got 5G. Okay.
I mean, I'm
double vaccinated, if that's what you mean, but yeah.
No, that's not what I mean. No, that's a conspiracy theory.
Let's move on from this crap. We need to celebrate Stephen Kenny's glorious first win as Ireland boss.
Do you think the fans will see it that way?
Yes. Yeah.
A win is a win is a win.
If they're feeling as positive as I am this rainy morning.
Yeah. Against the team from the country with the highest life expectancy in Europe.
Is that right?
Come on.
Come on, Andorra.
82 or something. Lovely.
Well, there's 82 of them.
Well, there's only 77,000, I think. Right. Why is that in my head?
And one thing Stephen
Kenny...
And nothing else.
One thing Stephen Kenny should have said in the post-match interview because it's absolutely the case,
yeah.
is that, all right, we've gone 1-0 down against Andorra after an hour, but unquestionably, the facts bear this out, they are a very much improving team. If you look at the results they've had over the last 15 years, in 2018, they picked up 6 draws and a win. Right, admittedly against Cape Verde, UAE, Kazakhstan, Georgia, and Latvia, but that's the Nations League doing its great
that
work,
is the Nations
matching
League,
these teams up
true.
Against each other.
But if you are going to leave a man unmarked like that, you shouldn't be in an international competition, in my opinion, because that is awful.
I liked it. They're not
a looping header from like 3 yards.
You do know Maguire's missing from the Euro squad team. So you're going to see a bit more of that this summer, I think.
Oh, dear. Never mind.
VAR can't save us now. But I also would like to hear from Ireland fans of their reaction when they went a goal down to Andorra after the run they've been on.
Move on from the goal down. They won 4-1, people. They absolutely nailed it. Troy Parrott, let's get him a transfer. Get him to England.
I do feel sorry, Kenny, because obviously like they've had awful luck with COVID and everything, and obviously the false positive test results against Slovakia was obviously a big hit. I thought his opener against Bulgaria, he deserved great credit, I think, for the way they set up. But since then, they have been stinking.
Yeah, it's hard to spin it, isn't it?
I've had a good old go,
and they put that Jack Charlton documentary at the same time, which makes it worse. Oh, they're dancing around the pool in Italian 90 having a sing song. Fuck off! It's bad enough as it is over here.
For me, at the moment, I would cancel all friendlies certainly the England friendlies in the run-up to international tournaments. But it is nice, isn't it, to see the Estadi Nacional with all the, you know, the mountains in the background.
Oh, it's a beautiful
and
place to play football.
All this lovely.
Why
stuff.
Is it all weather?
I don't know, it's 3G, isn't it? Yeah, I'm not sure. And that kind of made it worse from Ireland's point of view, because it looked a bit like it. They just had a bit of a scratch game.
I mean, but they all kind of do look a bit like that, don't they? If you're in a stadium with not many people watching or not many tiers of seats.
Pete and I have played for a team before together in Market Road in North London, which is all 3G, and they used to put all the backpacks behind the goal.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
And
stop the ball going.
No, so the goalkeeper keep an eye on them so people would nick them.
Yeah.
And and whenever I see a game on 3G like that, I always think, always expect to see the backpacks in the goal.
Yeah.
But you don't see it. But I was going to say, talking about friendlies in the lead up to tournaments.
Yes.
I know you're being semi-facetious there.
No, okay, I want to cancel them all.
Fine, okay. What, forever?
Because of Trent.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Fuck that. Yeah. What's going to happen on Sunday?
I was going to say that I don't like it when friendlies are played in the lead up to tournaments between teams who could face each other in the tournament.
Right.
Yeah, that's messy. Yeah, it's a bit Chelsea, Man City playing each other a lot.
Yeah.
In the back end of the season.
I
enjoyed one of those matches.
That's more of an American thing, isn't it? Kind of, you know, the series.
Yeah,
in the NBA. There were others. There were others of these things that I would like to see cancelled. Belgium drew 1-1 with Greece. Roberto Martinez says that Kevin De Bruyne is likely to miss the opener for Belgium against Russia.
Yeah, I might have missed something here. Maybe this has been covered, and I'm pretty sure it hasn't been covered on this show because I've been on every bastard one of them.
Yes, you have been on a lot, Luke. I was meaning to say
that's a serious injury De Bruyne's got.
Yeah,
I mean he's fractured his orbital bone, and if you get that in. I mean, I'm a big fan of boxing, and that is like a serious, serious injury in boxing. Like can be a career-ending injury for obvious reasons.
Mm.
I don't have enough to be made of it. Surely he's going to be out for longer than that.
Yeah.
But surely footballers have that kind of the sexy mask.
Pop a mask on.
Sexy mask is he going to turn up with this time round?
It always looks like they don't want their parents to find out they're playing.
Interesting to hear you call it sexy, because you did promise yesterday to tone
down
the sexiness.
You can't, can you?
Okay.
Are you going to...
I'm glad that you two were listening. I wasn't.
Those were your words.
Okay. But I just think that people could be a little bit more creative with their surgical masks in football.
Yeah.
They're either black or white. I just want designs. I want Lucha Libre masks.
Sort of lace, maybe.
Oh, lovely. Ooh. Yes,
but,
please.
Kate, what you have to also understand is that Pete promised...
It is structural, though. Let me very quickly
have a
lace mask.
Yeah, but I reckon you'd have like a Perspex thing
over the
behind
top, right,
it,
okay,
and then
fair.
Lace in front, maybe.
Sorry.
Pete promising to turn down the sexiness is very much like a lion saying he's not going to hunt antelope on the plane anymore. You know, it's in him. It's part of his nature. It's very difficult. You can't trust
the dial's fused to 11. It will not go down.
It is fused with what? I'm not quite sure.
Okay, well, with that in mind, we proceed with caution to the preview of England against Romania, which will take place, you know, despite the crippling annoyance.
Despite your camped out protest outside the stadium.
Yeah, I've been, yeah. They don't seem to be taking me very seriously.
No.
It's good as well that you can commute
back to the Ramble studio. Anyway, yes, the point is that Trent Alexander-Arnold has been, after all of the chat, has been ruled out of the tournament after Scan says he suffered a second tier two, I can't remember how they rank these, but anyway, right. it's a tear that means you're going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks.
So get Gary Lewin on the phone.
Get his magic.
He'll tell us he's gone home and he has to.
It's really sad for him. And you know, you can't imagine how much people, you know, players like him and other professional footballers at the top level, you know, dedicate their lives to their sport, obviously, despite all the shit you read about them. And to have that happen so close to a tournament is like particularly cruel, right? Because I think if you're in a position, say Jordan Henderson's in, where you do the injury back in February or whatever, and it's a race against time, it's a bit of a challenge for you. You know, there's a bit of hope at the end of the tunnel. But to have that hit you really early on, particularly when you're so close with the group, and you know, I've heard stories of players. I mean, I think, was it Danny Murphy who broke his foot in 2002, right on the eve of the tournament, to the point where Trevor Sinclair had to fly back because he had just been sent home. And we did an interview with Danny, and he talked about how devastating it was just to basically leave all his mates already in the camp and get a flight home.
I never understand that. Yeah. Why can't they just stick around? You don't want to be the ghost at the face. Well, you might want to. I mean, you might have to go to hospital.
Is it good for morale, the little crocs one in the corner who's crying his eyes out every meal time?
Danny, your foot's hanging off. The ambulance is outside. We need to take you now. Okay, I want to play table tennis again.
I want to get on a little inflatable in the pool.
Gareth said that, didn't he? He said that he offered the players who had missed out a chance to go home if they wanted to, but they wanted to stay. So you can't understand they want to be a part of it. But if you've got an injury, I mean, you've got a responsibility to your club to get it healed as soon as possible.
and to your own physique, right?
I'm surprised Twitter didn't blame it on him taking the knee.
Yeah.
He's got a Marcus tear.
But imagine if someone did injure themselves doing that.
Imagine career over. I'm going to do something else. Yeah. I cannot be fucked with the abuse.
I know that they're professional athletes, but I think there's a chance. Because you hear about people putting their back out.
If Michael Owen had to take the knee, let's make that very clear, at any point, he'd be out for a season. Newcastle would be suing him.
This is a tennis reference, but you know there's all this stuff going on at the French Open about press conferences.
Yeah.
And someone else, I can't remember who it was, one of the female players, maybe Petra Kvitova, said she'd hurt herself during a press conference.
Right.
And she was going to have to pull out.
Oh, no.
I know.
What had she been doing?
I don't know. I mean, just walking.
Imagine
I guess.
Michael Owen taking the knee and it zooms in on him. You're like, is his kneecap halfway up his thigh?
Jesus. That should be...
Just makes that noise. And he's like... It's going to be a long one. It's going to be a long knee.
For England and the chairman of Newcastle, not again.
All the more upsetting for Trent Alexander-Arnold, given that most of the people who are going to actually play in the tournament weren't even playing in that fixture. But anyway, going up against Romania, England, some lovely memories of playing Romania. I can see why they wanted to really make themselves feel good before the start of the tournament by playing, would we call them a bogey team? Certainly... in Euro 2000.
They're a bogey team because they were a good team.
Yeah, and England are patronising. Well, they're a bit of a bogey team. We're good.
Just a good team,
Would you say, I saw you were watching some highlights of this one from earlier, the 3-2 defeat where we were supposed to go to quarterfinals by the way, that game, Georgi Hadji wasn't even playing. He was suspended. So arguably their best player. We lost 3-2 in the last few minutes.
But the thing about that game is a part of a wider story, because that group England were in was absolutely insane. Like, they had a good Romania. Romania had a really golden period through the 90s, for those listening who are too young to remember this stuff. And we had Germany and Portugal. Now, Germany weren't that good, and Portugal were also decent. And, of course, we went out in catastrophic circumstances, given who the manager was. It's not a huge surprise. But don't forget, England also went 2-0 up against Portugal, then completely shit their pants and lost 3-2. So, yeah, the Romania thing in Euro 2000 is interesting for that reason, but also because that was the point where Germany hit what they considered to be their low point and started to really change how they approached international football. And, of course, have been seeing the positive results of that ever since, really. It was a fascinating time for all the wrong reasons, and of course Big Fizzer was centre stage, wasn't he? Yeah.
This from the minute by minute on The Guardian from back in 2000. England kick off needing only a point to be sure of reaching the quarterfinals. Surprisingly, there is no customary pumped up field. England opt for some early passing moves before giving away possession.
Oh, the scene is so typically English.
Yeah. Georgi Hadji was he would have been old by then, though. He would have been their captain probably, but he would have been old.
Yeah.
He would have been mid-30s probably by then. But look, I don't know what that means for this. Obviously, England beat them in World Cup 98 as well, just before that. So that's obviously not relevant to today, apart from the fact that Gareth Southgate was involved as a player. So he's got experience. He's got experience of Romanian players who are now too old to be featuring now.
George Hadji, Barcelona, Real Madrid. That's all I've got, Luke. I'm so sorry.
Barcelona had George
Hadji. It's not happening yet. The whole episode is not a game.
I've got to redo
every
this
footballer
now.
You mentioned.
How do you know?
Yeah. I was trying to get Nicholas. We're coming on to Nicholas Bent now. I really think you should put him in Luke's game. Anyway, we'll come on to that. Gabby Abogunahor is apparently called Jordan Henderson selfish, by the way, for not stepping back from the England, to your point about hanging around.
When you're a bit
crocked. For not stepping back from the England squad despite his injury trouble. I'm not sure what to make about that because...
he's in full training, isn't he?
He's in full training, also the idea is not that Henderson's sort of hanging around like a limp ghost. It's that he's like a massive leader in the dressing room.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what you get out of Henderson.
This is his fifth international tournament.
Yeah, true.
I be honest with me, you two. Answer this honestly.
You're not looking that fat.
Do you honestly think... that Gabby Abogunahor knows what he thinks?
Ask him on Cameo. Or do you think
that questions come along that he doesn't expect, even though he's put himself in that environment and he has to answer them? Because that's how I kind of see it.
I think he does a lot of hours on telly at the moment. And so I think you've got to come up with a lot of chat.
He's on radio a lot as well.
Is he? Well, there we go then. That explains it. You've got to have a lot of opinions as esteemed pundit to my right.
Who needs... someone who's going to turn up and say nothing. Jordan Henderson, he's a professional. He should be in the squad because he's got all of this experience and he's a very good footballer. He's not had as many minutes this season as he'd like, but look, he'll probably come into...
But he's not being wheeling around the training ground like a dialysis machine, is he? He's like a fool.
But if he says that's not going to upset anyone. That's not going to get light up
I think you're giving Gabby too much credit. I really do. Yeah. I think you're giving him too much credit.
All right.
I thought what the best quote of the week was Roy Keane talking about Jack Grealish.
Right.
Oh no.
That suddenly reminds him of Cristiano Ronaldo. And always
again,
makes things
someone
happen.
Who doesn't think about stuff too much.
Or he's trying to put a dig in for England ahead of the tournament because he's trying to distract from how bad Ireland.
Right.
Are.
Really
okay,
good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
On the Hadji news as well from all the 2000 news. Yanis Hadji plays for Rangers, likely to start in this game on the weekend.
Nice.
Georgie says that. That he would one day be as good as Zinedine Zidane.
Wow. It's not what you want to hear, is it?
Maybe actually that is what your dad's supposed to say.
Yeah. Well, notably, he's not saying he's going to be better than himself, which is pretty funny, depending on how he... But there's a bit of a squabble going on between Rangers and his national squad because they obviously want him to play in Romania, but Rangers have Champions League matches to play, some qualifications. So that's going to be an interesting tussle.
And maybe the young Hadji is someone who needs confidence. Maybe he needs being built up. Maybe he's not like his dad.
Right.
Do you think that gives you confidence to be told that you're going to be better than Zidane?
I think you can be bigged up, can't you, by people. So, you know, you're a good player. You've got a good chance of making a really big career. So he could be as big as Zidane. It depends how he says it.
Yeah, okay.
If he does it like this to the world's press, he could be as good as Zidane. It sounds bad. But if you do it like this, I think he's a really great player and I think he's got a great chance. He reminds me a lot of a young Zinedine Zidane. That's different.
Out of your way to give Georgie credit here, but poor old Gabby Abogunahor doesn't get any benefit of the doubt.
I'm not as frightened as of Gabby Abogunahor.
Yeah, no, fair
I don't
enough.
Think. Yeah, I think I could trick Gabby Abogunahor just by running away and disappearing behind a tree.
What if Hadji said, I think he could be as good as Zinedine Zidane. And if Zinedine Zidane doesn't stay away from my wife, maybe he suspects a challenge to his fatherhood, fathership.
Maybe Zidane chucked a gauntlet down in front of the older Hadji and said, all I'm saying to you, George, is go back to the night of the conception. Where were you and where was I? Maybe he's just saying that. Where's Stoichkov in all this?
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly, yeah.
It's a good point.
In the background, put a chainsaw through a car, probably.
Let's say something nice about Jude Bellingham, who's just been awarded Bundesliga's best newcomer ahead of Jamal Musiala. Tell you what, guys, I know he's 17. I know we've talked about that many times. 17-year-old Jude Bellingham, but he became the first 17-year-old to play a full 90 minutes for England for 140 years, which last happened in 1881 at the Oval.
Yeah, because that's 140 years ago.
All right, but that's 140 years.
Yeah.
1881. Sounds longer ago, Pete.
It was a guy called Thurston Rostron.
Yeah.
Which sounds like an Autobot.
Who I admit I'd never heard of.
Thank you for that. That's very, very bold of you, Luke.
Don't you think he sounds like he could be the lead singer of a...
Sonic Youth, Thurston.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of, isn't it? But I looked him up and he died very young. He disappeared out of the game.
Was he?
No, 28, I think.
Was he a... T- You know what?
So when you say he disappeared out of the game, you mean...
No, because he disappeared out of the game before that. Obviously.
He was a weaver, and then he ended his career as a groundskeeper.
There we go.
And he was 5'6", Putin-esque.
Donaldson-esque.
Donald? Yeah, Donaldson. Well, 5'7", thank you.
Yeah, okay. It's the same ballpark. It's not outrageous, right, is it? Fine, and you've got your shoes off today. So it could be 5'6".
That's what that smell is.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Harry Kane says, if I finish without a major trophy for England, I see that as a failure. Maybe he can focus his attentions on that rather than worrying about winning them with Spurs. Good decision. Then he can stay. Let's talk about Frank de Boer, can we?
Okay, yes. Then.
Oh, my God. What is going on in his mind?
I don't really understand what's happened to Frank de Boer.
It's a glitch in the mainframe.
He was a very good football player, but he's talking about... Well, you want to explain to our listeners what we're actually talking
about. Yeah. So basically, for starters, he was chatting away... it was just a press conference, wasn't it? And he was like, I'm thinking that Quincy Menig can do a job on the right wing. Right wing back, he's going to be great. And everyone was like a bit awkward and silent. And then he hasn't picked him.
The silence after was really good, because because he made a gaffe about Donny van de Beek like a little while ago.
He got Donny van de Beek confused with Davy Klaassen, didn't he?
Right, okay.
Oh, my days, yes. That was exactly it. He was like, he's played 4,000 minutes, and everyone was like, I don't think so. Donny van de Beek.
They'll still make quarters.
He's made 4,000 coffees, not 4,000 minutes. And it's surprising, actually, because those of us who saw him do his thing at Crystal Palace would be really surprised at how clueless he appears to be now.
Yeah. Well.
Very, very straight. They'll probably win it now, won't they?
I said they'll make quarters easily. Yeah.
Not based on the performance from earlier this week, or indeed the general sense of chaos. I mean, yeah, I can't explain to you what's going on in his brain. Hopefully he's got some good supporters looking after him. Also, I guess the real aim for England and for him as well is to follow the president of the Polish FA, Zbigniew Boniek, who said, the Euros are like a party of 24 people. Some get kicked out at 12 a.m. and go home. Next people leave at 2 a.m. The best party until the morning. We want to leave the party last, drunk and satisfied. So is he saying that the first people... I mean, these parties are much better than some of the ones I've
Yeah, the first
to,
tier the first is 12 a.m. 12. And they're getting kicked out.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I'm normally going home by 12.
Yeah, I'm like 10 p.m. I'm like...
Yeah. I remember being told as quite a young man that nothing good happens after 4 a.m., right? So bear that in mind, whatever you do, right? And I thought that's a good idea. I have wheeled that all the way back to about 11 p.m. now.
Yeah, it's getting
nothing good happens after
time.
11. And I'm starting to think that the licensing laws in this country are absolutely right.
Correct. I like Boniek's Twitter. Worth a check out. He looks like Matt Lawrenson, and it's just very wholesome pictures of his family, his grandkids, and his career. Him with Alex Ferguson saying, and the quote, my English med, sir, Alex Ferguson amused. It's very annoying. Very,
he was speaking of like Romania's golden era. He was, Boniek was a big part of Poland's golden era way back in the day, you know. Back through the 70s.
He was the coach, wasn't he? He was the coach for a while.
But he was a fantastic player as well. And you know what? We have seen a lot. It's a bit of a trend, isn't there, of brilliant footballers going on to administration roles, shall we say, and saying stupid things. Mm. Yeah. Is this an example of that? We'll leave that to you.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh, good on him.
Oh, I didn't think you'd be down on it. I thought you'd like it as a metaphor.
I don't mind it.
Mm. Yeah, all right. Well, we'll get out of this party in a second. No, tell a lie. We're going to a break, but... The club season obviously over. We've got a lot for you on the continent this week. Dotton, Lars Sivertsen and Nicky Vandini taking a look at why so many managers are changing clubs, and they identify some of the early challenges to Europe's status quo next season. Get over to Football Ramble Presents for that one.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Bernie Katz was fun, he was kind. When he walked in, the room just lit up.
And there was something magical about this young man that just had a glint in his eye, that didn't give a shit about anything, but loved everything.
My first impressions were of a huge, vibrant and outgoing personality, all hugs, grins, extravagant language and wild attire.
Always in a leopard skin jacket, whirling around like a windmill. I know, she's a character. I don't know if those people exist anymore. They're sort of dying out. Everything's changed.
It is a bank holiday weekend in London, the late summer of 2017. The streets around Kentish Town, just north of the city and halfway towards Hampstead Heath, are unusually quiet. That evening, in a small, converted flat, just a 15-minute bus ride from King's Cross Station, Bernie Katz, pocket-sized and long-standing front-of-house manager of London's Groucho Club, is found dead by his landlord.
I said to him, what happened? You know, and he said, we are not talking about it. And yes, there have been the rumours. We've all heard. I mean, what did I hear specifically? That he was murdered.
His relationship with his father was so toxic. He hated the idea that his son was gay. His right. Dad was a proper gangster. Bernie came down, there was a car firefall. Guy blows his dad's head off.
They're all part of the same fetid, seething, self-referential nest of vipers that I think the Groucho have become.
Was Bernie depressive? I think yes. When alone, a condition he rarely sought, he had demons that flew about his head.
I get a call from Bernie and he is in £20,000 worth of debt with the Albanian gangsters in Soho. We all collected and paid the debt.
The way that the Albanians operate is very, very peculiar because they did not operate like any other mafia in Europe.
I've never been able to establish exactly what happened and why, but whatever it was so wrong.
Bernie, who killed the Prince of Soho? Listen now. A Stack production, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's not take the piss here. I certainly wasn't.
Well, I think you are.
Oh, bless him. Welcome back to the preview show, sponsored by Betway.
A lot of people think that that's Roy talking to someone in some kind of press conference, but it's not. It's actually, since he's retired, that's him talking to the paper boy.
Yeah. Talking to a roofer.
Talking to the milkman.
You don't think he's got a lot of company then? You don't think he's got a lot of mates dropping around? Is that what you're saying?
Semi-skimmed. Let's not take the piss here.
He's arguing down the paper shop about whether Jack Grealish should play on Sunday.
Yeah.
He's got a shin injury, by the way, and he wears tiny shin pads.
Yeah.
Connected.
He also can't roll his socks over his calves because his calves are so big, which I respect. A great deal.
Love it.
Yeah, I think it was good. Oh, let's not be serious about the shin injury. Serious. That would be absurd. Let's not be serious about that. Yeah. I'm glad we didn't take another dig at Frank the Bull with the old Jose Mourinho one. That was generous.
Fair enough.
Peter's jingle had a good run. We loved it once, but that love's gone. You can get in touch, just email show@footballramble.com.
We got an email. From Steve, the melody of God Save the Queen is still used for the national anthem of Liechtenstein. It is also used as the royal anthem of Norway. So there. And the annoying thing is, about that show, I did not back myself.
Yeah.
Marcus Speller piled in, say, we don't use the national anthem elsewhere, the British national anthem elsewhere in Europe. And I didn't back myself because, you know, I'm not a confidence man. Yeah, I don't have the confidence.
And as a listener yesterday, I felt that you were particularly hard done by that. But then I also thought, he will not help himself, Don. So he won't go into bat. He just backs down straight away.
No.
And that's disappointing. So it's good to hear Steve's got your back there.
You shouted better. You better.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Cuckold.
I heard that you're very, Pete, you're very, you are actually very vocal on a lot of the Reddit chats, though, aren't you?
Yeah. I reply to every last one of them.
We got an email here from Michael Ray as well, who says the most obvious example is God Save the Queen. is also used by Liechtenstein, as Steve's already said. Their version, Pete, to give you a little bit more information, is called High on the Young Rhine, but it's the same melody as we've already heard.
It sounds miserable as
it
well.
It does.
You've chosen the worst one to copy.
The Norwegian one is, it's almost like they've taken the world's drabbest anthem, which is God Save the Queen, and slowed it down and made it even worse. But apparently it's also used by several German-speaking nations, such as Saxony, Bavaria, Prussia, and Switzerland back in the 19th century. I would also add to that that in the US, I'm pretty sure up until the 30s, they used to use it as well, but it was called My Country, Tis of Thee. Obviously, it wasn't God Save the Queen. They changed the lyrics. And I think the Star Spangled Banner only came in quite late on, much later on than you'd think.
Jimi Hendrix wrote it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did in the 60s. And Michael also finishes by saying, Estonia and Finland have identical music in their anthems. There you go. Thank you for that, Michael.
I don't know what a royal anthem is either, which I imagine you'll tell me I should know.
No, it's different. It's different to, for some reason...
You get a whole load, do you?
I guess it's just like the theme tune. Say for example, the Norwegian royal family were wrestlers.
Yeah.
It's the music that they come into specifically.
Right.
But not to do...
And it uses fewer notes because of inbreeding.
And it's also really slow to the point where it'll be a funeral march into the ring.
Someone shared with us on Twitter, the Las Vegas Lights, who we're talking about on Tuesday, announced yesterday that one of their two official club llamas has passed away. Dotty the llama, after stomach complications.
I need this on a Friday,
guy says it's the beginning of a terrible ramble llama curse.
Well, Pete's also got stomach complications occasionally.
I have, yeah.
And
I'm a llama farmer.
On Luke and Pete's show this week, we talked about how Longboy... Chonky Boy, official big duck of University of York, passed away as well.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, we got to
terrible.
Let's never talk about, in addition to banning friendlies, let's never talk about any of these guys ever again.
Okay.
Because we don't want to kill them off, especially not Dotty the Llama.
No more camelids on the show, please.
Email us, show at footballramble.com or tweet us at footballramble. Now, Crystal Palace have got a new documentary, When Eagles Dare. It's out today. And what better way to market than with fresh speculation over Wilfried Zaha's future? But don't worry, Christian Benteke has been secured with a new 2-year contract. So
he's not the main one, though, is he? He's not the main one they want.
4 goals in 4 games, Luke.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, he has been in improved form.
He's in the Belgium squad.
Pete, oh no, that's true. Pete, I know this is kind of your area. Why do football clubs do this?
What do you mean?
It's like a marketing exercise, right? For the wider world. They say, do you know what? We get an Amazon Prime Video, like, documentary series. People all around the world will watch it. It'll do for us what they think All or Nothing's done, or what Sunderland Till I Die's done, raise the profile, all the rest of it.
But Sunderland Till I Die made them more of a joke. That's the thing. You've got to be kind of good.
But you say that, but my father-in-law watched Sunderland Till I Die and was absolutely fascinated and completely taken in. Not taken in, because that sounds like it isn't real. I guess...
Tricked.
He really got on board and related to the way the city has been badly treated generally over the years and what it means. And it was actually a really interesting human story.
Mm.
So I think maybe it could work in that way.
I don't think you can get away with that in Crystal Palace, though.
I don't think there's anything interesting about Crystal Palace at the moment, is there?
That's why I guess you're going to have to watch it, aren't you?
I will.
I'll tell you what is interesting. Still 12 players out of contract at the end of this month, including Andros Townsend, Ramble favourite.
It's going to be it's going to be a big rebuilding job. We said that when Roy the Boy left. It's going to be... You need to back your manager, I mean, in a depressed market, and it's... a big one.
Do you really think so? Ooh, that would... Oh no, the documentary's already happened, hasn't it?
Their contracts run out. Make sure their Amazon Prime subscriptions don't run out, or they won't be able to watch it.
Free Amazon Prime subscription, I'd imagine, for participating.
Maybe.
That's all they got paid.
You'd hope so. You'd hope that'd be built in, right? Yeah. I heard that the other day about freelance journalists, right? Freelance journalists writing all these different articles for all these different places. Mm-hmm. they don't get logins to all the websites, so they can't even look at their own work.
No.
And that is a chilling metaphor for modern life, in my opinion.
It is. They lock up your words and you can't see them unless you're going to pay a bit of money back.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, so they could just change it to anything you like.
I'd build it into my fee. I'd say, it's £200 for the article.
But I want to see it up there in lights.
And I want a month subscription to it, if it's the New York Times, whatever it is, $5. Mm. So I'm building that into my fee, so now you're going to actually pay me $205. That's what I'll do. Little tip for free out there for everyone.
Yeah.
And don't come back to me, don't get any work, because you've priced yourself out of it. Not up to me.
Someone else out of work?
What's Big Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Come on!
Let's talk about him. He's going to Everton. It's happening. It is happening. He's had the phone call. He's ready. Unfortunately, he says he's ruling himself out of the running for the Everton job. Oh, they're not going to ring him. That's what he says. There was a certain element in Everton, unfortunately, that started to complain about my style, as always, because it lives with me. It's like that great big tent on top of my head.
That's not a saying, is it?
Great big tent.
No, I don't know what the...
Is he thinking about...
Tent? Hat?
You know those like safari vans, like camper van, and then you've got like a tent on the top of it,
oh,
so that if the lions come and get you, you're above the ground? Do you know? Maybe that's what he's thinking
of. Yeah, but surrounded with fabric. I mean, it makes you more...
But you're up high.
Certainly could climb on a van.
Camper van plus a bit of elevation.
I don't think that's what they're designed for. I think it's just for a bed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just for extra room.
Just for extra bed. I thought it was to keep you away from the livestock.
I don't think so. you're also, more...
I don't think a lion is livestock.
I was toning it down a bit.
I don't know anyone that farms lions.
Yeah, I don't believe in conspiracies, and I'm not saying a tent is going to protect you from safari murder.
What Big Sam is actually saying here, really, when you break it down, is... The things I've done are being held against me.
Yeah, he's my like performance in my job is affecting my job.
Like he's like walking into a room and going, well, but isn't the consequences of my own actions? That's what he's saying.
He's never
technically out of work, is he, Big Sam? He just chooses not to do something. I'm sure it'd be someone who want to give him a job, but the problem is his idea of what he thinks he should be doing and what the whole world thinks he's doing should be doing is different, and that's just how it goes for a lot of us.
Well, as we said the other day, though, big question about who Everton are going to appoint. I mean, that would be a turn up, wouldn't it? If you managed to persuade him.
I don't think the club would survive if they were to hire Big Sam.
Real doesn't have to pay any money to Evan to buy him on the contract.
Why?
I don't know.
Not Big Sam.
Like, that is very Everton, isn't it?
Yeah.
No forward planning. Let's buy a lot of midfielders. That'll solve it.
I also think that when this talk around, I don't know if to be fair to Big Sam, I don't know if he actually said this himself, but people made the point that he delivered eighth place to Everton and Real Madrid didn't come after him. And to me, all I could think of was like, I know tomato is a fruit, but I wouldn't put it in a fruit salad. Do you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
It's exactly like that. It's just a completely different categorisation, isn't it? Like, there's no point. Although technically he did that, but it doesn't mean he's any closer to this.
Well, you when Brucey gets to 12th and everyone's saying that Brucey's having a lovely time.
I will go on record right now and say, I would bloody love Steve Bruce at Real Madrid.
I'd love him at Everton.
You'd love him anywhere.
Apart from Newcastle.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe they will come knocking.
Yeah.
Big news also out of, Arsenal news, I guess. Nicholas Bentner has called it a day. 33 years young.
Yeah, sad really. You'd probably say it never really happened.
But his career perhaps of, isn't necessarily like a bad career though, is it?
It just never kind of kicked
on. For some amazing people.
It never kicked on.
Who I can list in the next game.
No, Nicholas Bentner, I don't think the algorithm is showing up Nicholas Bentner for this game later, sadly. But I think it's one of those ones, isn't it, where he's so outspoken and so controversial as a young player that people think, oh, he must have something about him.
Mm.
Then obviously his ability perhaps didn't tally up with his reputation that he had for himself.
Mm.
And then he ended up just going on and playing for a load of reasonably good clubs, including some quite big ones. And people still, sadly, because of the way the world is these days, think of him as a bit of a joke, which I think is sad.
He most recently played for the Danish fourth division side, Tarnby FF, but he wasn't actually playing for their main team, just their old boys team.
Mm.
Plays in like an older players league. In 2010, he said that he was the best striker in the world.
But I think that at the time, I remember us covering that at the time, and we did have a good discussion about it, and we took the piss out of him a bit. But we also mentioned the idea that a lot of players probably to get out of bed in the morning need to think that about themselves. He just says it. You know, he just says it out loud, maybe because he's a little less tactful than perhaps some are. But it doesn't mean he's played for Juventus. You know, he scored.
Oh, yeah.
He had a really good like Indian summer to his career at Rosenborg as well. Mm. And he's played for some big clubs. including Sunderland, the aforementioned Sunderland.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a dad telling him he's going to be as good as his dad. So.
He might have. We just don't hear about it. We might have.
Yeah, okay. It's sad. You're right to say that it's a bit sad that he never, it felt like he didn't live up to what he could have done.
What I'm saying is you call Arsene Wenger a wanker in training and you're going to be labelled a prat.
Yeah, although he said that was like a tactic, didn't he, to get the transfer that he wanted.
It was
a clever thing to do.
It's quite a low percentage play, though, isn't it?
What, calling someone a wanker?
They do say you get, well, your boss. They do say you catch more flies with sugar than you do with vinegar, but he's definitely gone for the vinegar option there, hasn't he?
Yeah. I don't know if he can announce it on his reality TV show, guys, this retirement decision.
But I've not seen that.
But he definitely, yeah, it's like, I can't say I've seen a lot of it. Or indeed any of it, but apparently it's him on with his girlfriend, and he wants to showcase their chemistry and internal humour.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Difficult to
show that, I would say.
Yeah, if it's internal.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go on to this. It's quite difficult to explain, but you'll get it as soon as you start hearing it. Yes, indeed. Have these two got fire in their belly and their head in the freezer? We're going to find out. We are going.
Got acid indigestion. Does
that
help?
It probably feels like fire, doesn't it?
Yeah,
feels like fire. Feels like fire in your belly, doesn't it? And do you have any kind of headache at the moment?
No. I was a little bit early on during the show. I was staring at Kate's Dennis the Menace and Nasher. It's got like a comic on the side of her flask.
Water bottle, yeah.
And I was trying to read it, so. I'm kind of distracted by that, so I'm going to look at you through the whole game.
That's not going to help you.
No.
That flask.
But it distracted me earlier on.
Yeah. So, Pete, remarkably, to anyone listening, anyone who is even just on nodding terms with this show will be absolutely stunned to know that Pete's never actually won a game of Luke's Game.
No, well, I know,
today's
right?
the day,
never
probably.
Mind.
So he's the lower seed, by definition. I can't really give you a seed if you never won a game.
Absence of seed, if anything.
Yeah, well, that's what the doctor said. That is what the doctor said.
So he's not unseeded. He is seeded, even though because if it's a tournament setting, you've got to have some non seeds. Right?
In the same way that San Marino
squashes in
San Marino, technically have a FIFA ranking. Do you know what I mean? But, so yeah, in that way. So
can I be non recognised by the Luke's game?
You're disputed territory.
Yeah, exactly.
Pete gets to go first, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I get you.
The first player. I'm not going to go through the rules again because everyone knows it by now. The first player has played for 4 clubs in total. Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get to go first. 4 clubs in total. He retired in 2005. I'll be very surprised if you can't get a couple of notches on the belt here. It's Jamie Redknapp.
Okay, then.
And Sky Sports doesn't count.
Oh, we've got 2.
2? That's okay.
Got 2.
4 clubs in total, 2. Kate, can you do 3?
Hang on. Give me a second. How have I not got the... yes.
3. So Kate can do 3. Can you do 4, Peter?
I can't do 4, no.
Okay, so Kate, can I have 1 at a time, please? 3 of the 4 clubs that Jamie Redknapp has quite literally played for.
Good. Spurs.
Correct.
Liverpool.
Correct.
Bournemouth.
Started his career there. Well done.
Yeah, lovely.
Well done, Kate. That's 1-0 to you, and you get to go first. The other player was... the other team, he briefly popped up at Southampton.
I had all four.
Why did you think West Ham?
Because I was going to say South. Anyway, not interesting.
Because his dad managed West Ham for years, so it's quite.
But also, that's why it was Bournemouth and Southampton, isn't it?
Possibly. Yeah. You may say that. I couldn't possibly comment. Good player, Jamie Redknapp. Very unlucky with injuries. Kate, you're up first this time. You're 1-0 up. The next player has played for. Let's just check this. He's played for 5 clubs in total, strangely enough. I kind of thought it'd be more than that. Normally, you list a player and it's normally loads more than you think.
Mm.
This is perhaps a little bit less than you'd expect. Retired in 2011.
Tenterhooks.
Your friend and mine.
Is he?
He's a Sol man. Big Sol Campbell.
Sol Campbell.
5 clubs for Sol Campbell.
5 clubs.
I can do...
It's not you. It's not you.
Sorry.
Pete, you are an agent of chaos.
Sorry,
and we love you
I don't know this game.
But this game is from an.
You've played it now loads of times, haven't you?
From an administrative point of view, it's hard enough.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Like when you just blouted out New York Red Bulls the other day in the middle of the game.
Sol Campbell did not play for New York Red Bulls.
There you go. You have that one for free. Kate, 5 clubs in total.
Well, I think the slot here is 4, but I don't know that I can.
How many can you do?
Well, there's 3 obvious. So.
I don't want your life story. I just want a number.
Three, then.
Three?
I can do four.
Five? No, okay. So, Pete, four for you for Soul Calibur. Get off the mark, mate.
Man, if I bid four, I would have fucking won if I'd known them.
If you didn't know them.
Pete, go.
Spurs, Arsenal.
One at a time, please. The button takes time to read.
Sorry.
Correct.
Notts County.
Yes.
Your friend of mine, Newcastle United.
Yeah.
Very good. That's your four.
Damn.
Oh, what was the other one?
Come on.
Derby?
When Sol went up to lift the FA Cup, we were there.
Portsmouth!
Oh, fuck, yes.
Take your Derby and get the fuck out of here.
I should have guessed that was the theme.
Well done, Pete. That's 1-1. Well played, my friend.
Cheers, mate.
And you're first this time, so the pendulum has swung again.
Right.
The next player's played for 8 clubs in total. Is he still playing? I think, yeah, he's still playing. He's still playing.
Good on him.
His career started all the way back in 1999. He is a goalkeeper. He is Pepe Reina.
Oh,
how many of the 8, Pete?
Mother.
You can do this, Pete. I can feel you've got a couple in your locker at least.
Four.
Four? Jesus. Good for you.
Good for me.
Well done, pal. Four. Kate, can I hear 5 from you? If Darson wins this, we're getting the cans in. So if Darson wins this, we're going on the pitch.
I like the management game that Marcus did because he can do national teams as well.
Yeah, he helps you out a bit.
Shit, I feel like I've only got about...
Kate, the pressure is real because we might be about to announce a new people's champion here.
The thing about Pepe Reina is he's played for like loads of really good clubs.
He's a vibe master.
He is a vibe master as well, yeah. He's gone 4. Can you do 5? I don't want to hear unless you can do 5. If you can't, just say you can't.
No.
No, you said no. You said no.
So surely I can do 5.
It's on you, Pete, for 4 clubs that Pepe Reina played for.
I'm not even putting up a fight here.
Come on, here we go.
This is terrible.
One at a time, please.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Villarreal.
Yes, very good.
Fuck. Atleti. Fuck's fucking
okay,
fuck.
Okay, so...
fuck off.
You don't need to do any.
Villa.
You don't need to do any.
Oh, but can I anyway?
If you want, yeah.
Just so that I had to, you know, Villa's don't get too many penalties.
Yeah,
Villa and maybe
Villa?
Juventus.
I didn't do
No, he didn't play for Juventus.
Oh, okay. Someone, Bayern Munich. Everyone. Someone at European
Champions.
Well,
you don't just get the name of a lot of clubs. You're going to get one of those, right? Barcelona, Villarreal, yeah. Liverpool, Napoli, Bayern Munich, Milan, Aston Villa... and Lazio, where
Why
he's still
did
playing.
I think that he played for...
he's still playing.
Shit, sorry.
Okay, so Kate, you're up first this time.
Okay. 2-1.
And it is...
2-1, yeah?
It's 2-1, yeah, because Pete was wrong there. It's 6 clubs in total, and it is Danny Welbeck. That guy.
Man, like, Welbs.
That guy, Welbs. This is for the win, Kate Mace.
Shit.
This is for the win.
How many did you say, 6?
I did say 6.
All right.
Still playing, of course. Still playing. Mm. Still that guy.
Absolutely.
Still getting his face put on the picture of Pele with Wele on the top, which is very enjoyable. One of my most enjoyable memes. That's a meme, right?
That is a meme. Yeah, that's a meme.
How many of the 6 can you name, Pete? Kate?
Ooh. 3.
3's okay. Pete, can you do 4?
I can't do 4. I cannot
this
do 4.
This is for
4.
The win.
I know, but I can't do 4.
Okay, well, don't do it then.
I'm trying to help you out by playing the game properly.
I'm having a moment here, though. I don't know if I will necessarily be able to do 3.
Hello.
One at a time, please. Go for it.
Brighton.
Still there.
Yeah. Liverpool.
Incorrect.
Oh, what happens now?
It's 2-1. There's a 1 black team player left.
Holy fuck, flipping flip.
What happened there?
He started his career at Manchester United. Ah! What are you thinking of? I've never seen Kate look more upset then. What happened there? You named the wrong club, Kate. That's what happened there.
Man the Andorrans have scored.
Manchester awesome. United. Manchester United, Preston, Sunderland, Arsenal, Watford and Brighton.
Oh, I could have had a crack at that, I reckon. So, what an idiot.
I wish
sorry.
You had, because now I feel like an absolute dick.
You didn't need to. It's funny how many you know once they're read out.
Yeah, I know, right?
Go.
Pete, you're up first. It's the last player.
All right.
Okay. It's 8 clubs in total. Okay, you retired in 2018. You've taken the piss out of me for years for this.
Right.
It's time to get my own back.
Okay.
It's Clint Hill.
Clint Hill! Oh, my flipping bugger.
8 clubs that Clint Hill's played for. Is Clint... The reason 8. I like this, right, because if you get this right and you win your first ever Luke's game, it's going to be because of Clint Hill.
Clint Hill.
Yeah,
Clint Pills.
Clint Pills.
This is a massive stitch-up.
Why is it a stitch-up?
I can only think of 2.
I can only think of two.
Okay, well, it's going to be...
I've gone three, then.
You don't need to!
You can't do what? That! No, Luke! No, wait. No, right. He bid two. Yeah. I said I can only think of two. Okay. I'm going to go three.
The trick and the clue is in the name of the game. It's right. Luke's game,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know the rules of the game. Pete's bid two.
Okay. Okay. So I'm allowed to have a crack?
No!
As ever again, he's a bit confused. That's okay. His bid is two. I don't care how many you can name.
Yes.
He's bid two. Do you want to bid three?
Yeah, because the point is I can get two, I reckon, but I have to push for three, don't I? Because otherwise I lose.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
right.
Thank you for reiterating what I've just said. Very helpful to the listener, I'm sure. Do you want to do three?
Yeah, I have to.
So you bid three. Do you want to bid four?
No, I don't want to bid four.
Fine. We got there in the end, guys.
Yeah.
It's like babysitting. So three.
It is a lot like that.
You sure you don't want to do four, Peter?
No, I'm going to drink bleach from the cupboard.
Okay, you go off and do that.
All right.
Okay.
Pete, you're going to win.
Three clubs that Clinton Hill's played for. And if you don't get him, it's all on the line. Go for it.
He's one of Neil Warnock's boys, brave boys, isn't he? So, Palace.
That's correct.
QPR.
That's two.
Are those your two?
Mm.
And some other club.
Okay, well, you were going to guess the last one, were you?
Yeah.
Go for it.
That's
my ski. Have a guess. I'll get my button ready.
I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose. Okay, some other... Portsmouth.
Portsmouth, you say? Let's find out if Clint Hill played for Portsmouth. If he did, Kate Mason wins. If he didn't, it's the first win for the new People's Champion.
Oh, my God.
Pete Donaldson!
We're on the pitch, Donny!
It's an empty, shallow victory because I didn't win it with an aggressive, offensive style. But I'd like to thank my family. I'd like to thank Clint Hill, Drew Hill. I'd like to thank all the Hills in the world. Thank you.
Clint Hill did not play for Portsmouth, Tranmere Rovers, Oldham Athletic, Stoke City, Crystal Palace, Queen's Park Rangers, Nottingham Forest, Rangers,
Forest.
And Carlisle United. Marcus Speller, the former people champion.
Thanks, mate.
Speller comes in to celebrate.
Mate.
We're all on Marcus Speller. Kate, take us out of here. We're getting the cans in.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel great about it. I couldn't have lost a better man.
Damn right.
Yeah. Say goodbye then, Pete, with your crown.
Ta-ta, everyone.
Say goodbye, Luke's game.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Betway. Goodbye, everybody.
The game's always easy when Pete plays it.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.